Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, very, very excited to be with you. Hour number two. And want to give a big shout out to Pastor Carl and Lady Devin. And I look forward to joining you again in the very, very near future for early morning prayer with Pastor Carl. Was just an incredible experience there in with Pastor Carl from Toledo, Ohio, and being on that prayer call with him on Monday, and he gave me the platform to be able to share my testimony and give some words of encouragement to folks at 7 a.m. Eastern on iHeartRadio. So that was just a joy, and I really look forward to joining him again in the very near future. All right, hour number two. Hour number one, what did we do? Had a great conversation with Joseph Vasquez. He came in and filled in for T-Rose and Michael. So we had a great conversation with him. Hang on a minute. Okay, that was... Oh, okay, that's right, because we're moving. Anyway, so I got you back. So anyway, it was a great conversation with him. Talked about some of the news that's out there, what you can say, what you can't say, and why don't we have a free press that actually acts like a free press, encourages free speech, and does investigative reporting. What's up with that? And if you do any kind of investigative reporting and you actually report on anything they don't want out there, then they cancel you. So we talked about that. And then last half hour, we talked with J. Philip Clay from Project 21 Black Leadership Network and about the fallacies in some of the employment numbers and so forth. And then I got on a little bit of a soapbox again about Mehmet Oz. And we will have, bottom of this hour, the president of the LEIA Foundation. And if you're not familiar with the LEIA Foundation, it's the Leadership Empowerment Advocacy Humanitarian Foundation. But there is a kind of a face of the foundation, if you will, and her name is LEIA Sherabou. She was taken captive by Muslims at the age of 14, raped repeatedly, is still in captivity 4 years later, has two children because of her rapists, because of these Muslims, that Kathy Barnett said pedophilia is a key part of Islam. Now, let me see. David, you're the lawyer. Let me introduce David Shostakis. He's our constitutional attorney. David, you're the lawyer. So, if a 50-year-old man rapes a 14-year-old girl, is that not pedophilia?
Well, I can tell you that it's a crime. Okay, we're just
okay.
We can go with that. It's certainly a crime. How you define pedophilia? You know,
isn't it sex with an underage person? Doesn't that meet the criterion? Or sex with a child. That's pedophilia.
It's certainly a sex crime. I would suggest to you that the term pedophilia is more of a general outside public term that talks about the situation where adults have sex with children. In terms of an actual statute, then there would be statutory rape. There would be criminal sexual assault. The law has got more different kinds of terms than the blanket term pedophilia that outlines particular circumstances. And certainly this one would be at the very least statutory rape, punishable by significant penalties. Here in Illinois, I would suggest it's a class one felony that is subject to anywhere from 5 to 30 years in prison.
Now, if a group of individuals habitually take into captivity children and then rape them, I don't know. Does that sound
like... Each individual act is a criminal act, all standing on its own, standing alone.
Understood.
And certainly,
no, right. Understood.
Certainly they
sure.
would be... They would be, and because they are being done consecutively at different times, they would certainly subject these folks to consecutive sentences, if you will.
Well, but my question though is, I maybe it's not a legal term then, but
that's what I that's what I'm getting down to.
Yeah, to my mind, you know, if a particular group of individuals habitually makes a habit of attacking another particular group of individuals, then you begin to look at, you know, kind of like, okay, this seems to be their MO. This is what they do. So there's going to be some labeling and some profiling that's going to take place relative to the group of people that seems to be a defined group that is doing certain things to another age group and sexual orientation. I can't even believe I said that.
I can't believe you said that.
I know, right? Okay. So if older men, if a group of older men is consistently,
Greg,
yes.
When you get down to it, they're criminals.
Well, there you go.
Okay, they're criminals, and the way the law looks at that is not in any kind of blanket term. The way the law would look at it would be as a series of discrete acts, and if these series of discrete acts are consecutive, then somebody would wind up, when you say 5 to 30 years on a particular act, sex with a child. Then if they have sex with another child and another child and another child, then each of those 5 to 30 years gets piled on one after the other. They're consecutive sentences. So in which case you're in a situation where ultimately, let's just say that you can prove three in the discrete acts, then in which case these sentencing opportunities turn out to be 15 to 90 years. under those circumstances. So it's there's aggravating factors. Pedophilia is certainly, I would say, a blanket social term or a blanket English term that defines what you're talking about. But the law itself defines particular acts, a particular criminal activity that you can, in fact, prove as a discrete bit of activity. And they're just, when you get down to it, while you're looking for any other thing, they're just criminals from a legal standpoint. From a moral standpoint, there's plenty of other issues and other problems. And so this is how we would deal with it in the court of law. You know, can you prove this act with this child at this moment in time? And then the series of actions would, in fact, be aggravating factors. And of course, you don't want law to be in a circumstance where law is based on groups. You know, there's no such thing as group rights. There shouldn't be something as a group conviction either. And so we're going to look for these individuals that we can prove these actions against. And that's how we would proceed in the law with that.
Well, and there's an article in under Conservative Post, which, you know, I sometimes they do some good reporting, and you got to always check these things. But I do know that there was a case, and I was trying to remember if it was here, or I'm thinking that it was either that it may either have been in Denmark or it was in the UK. I think it was in the UK. I'm pretty sure it was in the UK, where a judge basically gave an innocent sentence to a Muslim immigrant who raped someone, a girl, because the judge said, and that was the individual's defense, well, this is our culture, this is acceptable in our culture, this is what we do, and so since it's
good for you, it's not ours.
Well, yeah. So,
you know, I mean, that's the answer, and that's the, and certainly that's a problem with the judge, the problem with whatever happened to him at that particular point in time, and I think that might very well have been, like you said, in the UK, which would indicate that those people have been subverted to this juncture. They've had a Middle Eastern mayor for some time that professes some other kinds of beliefs that don't reflect the historical values of people in England either. And unfortunately, it sounds like some of that's creeped into their judiciary. But it is not an excuse, because certainly the answer in most courts here in the United States would be, well, good for you, that's not acceptable here.
Well, that would be like saying, you know, I mean, there's a lot of shootings and a lot of murders that take place in Chicago and in neighborhoods around Chicago. But to suggest that because there's a high rate of murder and these things are happening and lives are being lost, that now suddenly we're going to normalize that and say, well, you know, we're not going to adjudicate that, although that has happened. And that's part of why you're running as an attorney general there in Illinois. But the point of the matter is, and I think Kim Fox has been guilty of that, but the point of it is that we don't normalize heinous crimes just because we see a number of them taking place.
Absolutely not. And you mentioned Kim Fox, and you mentioned my run for attorney general, and that's certainly among the reasons that one of the most egregious cases of things that you talk about that you're kind of referring to is something called where she declined to prosecute cases of people that were shooting at each other. And one or two innocent bystanders got shot as well. And said, well, they were engaged in mutual combat. And so we can't prosecute anybody that's engaged in mutual combat. Utter insanity. That's the same kind of thing as saying, well, that's your culture, so you can rape young girls, you know, because that's culturally acceptable where you come from. Well, apparently to many folks that are engaged in gun battles in the south side of Chicago, that must be their culture. That doesn't mean we don't prosecute them, because it's acceptable to the people that they live among.
Well, because it's acceptable to the people that are involved in the shootout, but that doesn't have anything to do with the innocent and God-fearing and good people who live in that neighborhood, whose children are lying on their bed studying for school when a bullet enters through the wall and kills them.
Absolutely not. The fact that the guys out in the street were engaged in mutual combat has nothing to do with that child. And this is among the problems, and that's why we're going to do what we can to make crime illegal again, to have these hard and fast rules of what is right and wrong.
And we're going to go into this break. We're not signing. David will be back for another our second segment of this, and we'll talk about the Kavanaugh situation and again how they're trying to sweep that under, and to decide whether or not a Supreme Court justice's life matters. That's what they're debating. That's what this is really about, because he's not on the right side of the fence, apparently. Dave4AG.com. Dave4AG.com to learn more about David Justokas and his run as attorney general in the state of Illinois as a constitutional originalist.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg. And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, so some in my audience might be saying, man, okay, so what exactly are we doing here? Here, Psalm 94:16, who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? Titus, for there are many who are insubordinate, empty talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision party. They must be silenced, since they are upsetting whole families by teaching for shameful gain what they ought not to teach. One of the Cretans, a prophet, said of their own, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in faith. Let's see, for Ephesians 5:11-12, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Folks, we're putting light on darkness. Light on darkness is a form of a disinfectant. We're trying to disinfect. Ultimately, relationship with Jesus Christ brings about transformation. And it's the hallmark of what made America different. Our Christian beliefs, our Christian virtues, is what attracted people to come to this country, because they came from places where a lot of the things that David and I are talking about, the chaos and the lack of the value of life and all of that, they came from that. Persecutions, unfair, authoritarianism, dictatorships, cruelty. They came from that. And here was America, a light on a hill, having made a declaration that all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with inalienable rights, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, a constitution, a bill of rights. That is our Christian virtue, expressed in these documents. It's not the Bible. I'm not suggesting that. I'm not making it a religion, and I'm not making it God. I'm suggesting that it was inspired by God's word, and its values are based in Christian ethos. And it's important for our survival as a nation that we get back to the rule of law, God's laws, natural laws that made us the envy of the world for over 170 years. Even to some today, 247 years later, many who are trying to get into our country and doing it illegally, some of them, many of them, are coming for that promise. And David, that's, you know, the return to the rule of law. Did I misstep in any of that? Do you feel pretty good about?
No, I don't believe you misstepped in that at all, Greg. You know, I'm just outside of Peoria right now. I was in central Illinois. I was in Decatur last night, and I was in Peoria this morning, meeting with people, talking about the campaign for Attorney General. And one of the things that goes out there explain to people what we're doing, all the laws to make life what we expect it to be are actually in place. All we have to have is the people in office with the will to enforce them. Mm-hmm. This is the problem in terms of restoring the rule of law, not just here in Illinois, but elsewhere. There's people that we have put in office or have achieved high office by other means that just pretend the law is what they want it to be, as opposed to what the law actually is. And we've come, unfortunately, to expect that and not demand from the people that hold high office that they, in fact, follow the rule of law and enforce the laws that we've given, that we've been given originally. Of course, you mentioned the Declaration of Independence and those 55 words that are finished with the consent of the governed. But when I talk about the Declaration of Independence, we talk about eight other important words, and that is the law of nature and of nature's God. And that's the actual legitimate existence. That's a legal argument for the existence of the United States. Because if we don't, when we talk about the rule of law, everybody says the rule of law, but nobody ever finishes up that full statement. And what the full statement is the rule of law, not of man or not of men. And if we're going to achieve that, we have to have a starting point that is higher than man, that is immutable, that cannot be changed. And it is, in fact, the law of nature and of nature's God that we start with as the actual legal existence argument for the United States of America. People miss that. And they miss the second part, and that is not of men. And so this is where we have to start. This is where, you know, I will start
Let me get this on record here. To the fine people of the state of Illinois, I've known David Jasoka since 2016. David's been a regular weekly guest to my program since 2019. David is my constitutional expert, and I've come to know him both professionally and personally. David is a man of great integrity and wisdom. He is a constitutional originalist, meaning he's able because of his scholarly approach to the history of the United States and his tremendous grasp of the founding documents, make legal decisions with a firm foot planted in the historic understanding of the intent of the writer and the application of that intent to current legal questions. His commitment to see the rule of law enforced means that every person gets a fair and equal opportunity under the law. I believe in David, and I believe that he deserves your vote.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Do this. Okay, there we go. All right, so there's that part. And now I need to do another little part here, but don't worry. So I'm very, very excited to be bringing on to the program with me the president of the Lea Foundation, along with, of course, my executive director, my dear friend, Dee Dee Loggison. And it's just always a joy to have Dee Dee with us. We're able to do this on a monthly basis, and I'm so thrilled because I know how incredibly busy her schedule is. So I am going to ask Dee Dee if she would be so kind as to introduce the president of the Lea Foundation. Could you do that for me, Dee Dee?
Oh, it would be my joy and honor. Gloria Samdi-Poldhu is the president of the Lea Foundation. She was invited by the family of Lea Sharibu, who, as many of your listeners know, is a religious prisoner of conscience. She was taken by Boko Haram in 2018, in February of 2018, along with over 100 other girls from her school. And about a month later, all of the rest of the girls were released, but the terrorists kept Lea because she refused to renounce her faith in Jesus. And so it is with my great honor to introduce to you Gloria Poldhu. She advocates not only for Lea Sharibu, but for the thousands of other girls and women who are held captive in Nigeria today.
And can I just to add to that, please, folks, understand, there are thousands of young ladies. This is not a Lea has become kind of the face of this, sadly. The face of this. And I love, by the way, I've been to Lagos several times. I was a guest of Bishop Okonkwo and the Redeemed Evangelical Mission. I've been to their world conference several times, ministered in the Republic of Benin. I love the Nigerian people. I did my DNA test and I found out that I'm 3% Nigerian. Is that not crazy, right? Huh? I'm telling you. So anyway, I am so touched that you are here, and I'm going to stop talking now, but I just want people to understand this is not a single person issue. This is a major issue, and you should have heard me going off last half hour, actually the last hour, about Mehmet Oz and his denial that this is even happening, that this is even taking place. I said, as a father, if he did that, in my face, I would beat him until they pulled me off. And as a father who has taken on a truck at 55 miles an hour to save my daughter's life, I'm not just filling the sound with hot air. I would seriously. Okay, I'm good. Go ahead. Please. Please, Gloria, share with us what is happening and what people need to know about what's taking place in Nigeria. Oh, turn up. We're not getting your volume. Unbury your mic and turn up your volume because I want to hear every single word.
You hear me now?
Yeah, but it's very distant.
What about now?
A little better.
What about now?
Little better. That's better. That's better.
Okay, so should I go ahead?
Yes, good. That's great.
Okay. Thank you very much, Greg and Dee Dee, for having me. It's a great pleasure to be connected here. I just want to use this opportunity to reach out to all those who have been praying along with us in Nigeria, most especially concerning the situation that the Christians are going through. And as I speak to you today, I even received a message about threats that have been given to all churches in northern Nigeria that they should stop worshiping and having their services because...
Repeat that. I want you to repeat that. Because this has to be driven home. They have been threatened that they should do what?
That we should all lock up our churches and we should not worship because they are going to start bombing churches. And we saw that 2 weeks ago, a church in Ogun State, in Owo specifically, was bombed, and so many women and children, aside men, were killed in that Catholic church. And so we have received this threat, and this morning I woke up and I got a message that this threat is real, and we need to speak and tell the world that prayers need to go up, and not just prayers, but action needs to be taken. So just like you said, thousands of women and girls are in captivity in the hands of Boko Haram, who are ISIS and ISWAP and all forms of terrorist group put together are in Boko Haram, and all of them with their forces are ensuring that they displace all Christians or stop anything Christianity, which they call Western education, because Boko Haram simply means Western education. And Western education, as far as they are concerned, is Christian education. So they want it stopped completely in Northern Nigeria. And now it's not just Northern Nigeria,
right?
North Central part, and even the Southern part of it. So this is the situation that we are currently in. But if you want, I can quickly tell the story of Leah, then move on.
Yes, no, I would like you to do that. I had a dear friend, his name was Levinas Anuma, Pastor Levinas Anuma. And he had, and this was in the early 2000s, he had had four churches that had been burned. Four churches that had been burned. Horrific.
Yeah, and our denominational churches, like in Northern Nigeria, where I come from, you know, we're talking about hundreds of churches. Hundreds.
Yeah, over a couple of years ago, it was over 900 churches had been burned to the ground in Nigeria. On Pentecost Sunday, June 5th, more than 38 people were killed in Owo, Nigeria, as Gloria has said. And then just this week, some 50 people were kidnapped up in Sokoto, and another 30 were killed in Plateau State. The slaughter continues. They're pushing Christian farmers off of their lands and taking over the villages, setting up a famine in Nigeria. The situation is getting worse and worse by the year. So, but Leah, as you said, is the face of those girls and women who have been taken off into sex slavery in Nigeria. Yeah. And Gloria, tell us about Leah.
Yeah, thank you very much, Debbie, for adding that. Leah Sharipu, for those that don't know, was 14 years old on February 19, 2018. And she was in her school. We call it secondary school, which is like the middle and the high school here. And she was abducted alongside 110 girls from their secondary school by Boko Haram terrorists. And they were taken into the forest where they are. And for that past 4 years, we had been advocating and trying to get the release of Leah. But the story goes like, 1 month after they were abducted, the Nigerian government negotiated for the release of the girls. And 104 girls were released. When they came, where are the other six girls? They said five girls died the day they were taken when they were going, because they were just cramped into cars, and so those five didn't survive. But one girl, who is Leah, and unfortunately for her, she has been left in captivity. What is the reason? They said Leah refused to renounce Christ. And so they had threatened that if she will not recite the Kalmar Shahada, which is the Islamic creed, that she will not be released. She will be left back in captivity. Her friends who convinced her and tried to tell her, just recite it. When you come back, you will do. Leah, at 14 years old, boldly and courageously said, no, I'm a Christian. I can't deny Jesus. That story blew our minds up and said, this must be God's doing, so that we will be able to have a face and a name that we will tell the world, this is what is happening to us. And that is what we are doing with the story of Leah Sharipu. So Leah Sharipu still remains in captivity. But as far as we are concerned, she's a hero to us. And She stands as the face of all the persecuted Christians in Nigeria, all the persecuted girls and women, especially girls who are denied education, which is their fundamental human right, and then girls and women who are also given the opportunity to, you know, who are not given the opportunity to choose the religion that they want to choose.
We're going to take a quick break. Folks, this is just absolutely such a critical story, and we have got to get this message out. So anyone that is watching us right now through the ChosenGenerationRadio.com website, please share this. We will have this audio up later this afternoon. We want you to share that as well. Gloria and Dee Dee will be back with me after this break. But it's we have got to get this message out. And there are individuals that need to hear this. Our senators have to hear about this. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. America is Christians' last hope, and it has to stand up.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
And welcome back to Gen Generation Radio, where no topic. is Off Limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Gloria, and help me with that pronoun, Poldu?
Ooh, yes, Poldu.
Poldu, okay. Gloria Poldu, live, by the way, from Nigeria. And we're talking whether she's the president of the Leah Foundation. Or not, she's not, I'm sorry. I overstated. She would be, but she's not. But she's in an undisclosed location. She's in a bunker, and we can't tell you where she is for her own protection. And Dee Dee Loggison is with us, also the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians. I've been telling folks, when they take these girls, one of the Islamic customs is they will be the wife of whoever has stolen them for that day, and then they pass them on. And they rape them repeatedly throughout the day and then pass them to the next man who rapes them repeatedly throughout. I'm telling you folks this because you have to understand how horrific this is and how angry I get at those that would deny that it's happening. Okay, I am righteously angry because I think about these young girls as if they were my own daughters, my own granddaughters, because they are. They're our daughters in the faith, and they belong to us, and we have a responsibility to share this message and to get engaged and to get involved.
Yeah, I think you saw that both Gloria and I responded emotionally to that reality that our sisters are held as slaves for life by these jihadists who believe that it is in their purview, according to their ideology, that this is okay to treat another human being like this. But it is not. We have come so close to these girls, even though many of them we've never seen. We don't know their names even or their faces, but we know that the torture, the pain, the suffering that they are going through, all because they follow Jesus. And we here in the West, we cannot deny them. We cannot ignore them. And it is so difficult to speak about them into the international media and the international communities because our story is inconvenient. These are jihadists who are taking Christian girls and women and abusing them in ways that it's just unconscionable. It is horrific, and the world will not speak about it because it is an inconvenient truth. And even those who call for the Me Too movement and such, they will not stand for the girls and women of Nigeria and all over the world. 360 million Christians are heavily persecuted. They face these kinds of threats every day, and the world is not standing up for them because it's not convenient to speak about jihadism because we are called Islamophobic. But this is the reality. This is the fact on the ground. Of the 8 of the top 10 countries where it is most dangerous to be a Christian are Islamic republics. It is because of Sharia supremacy and that these women and girls are suffering.
And I don't want to catch you up, but not only just a Christian, but a woman, a female. These vocalists that are out there want to talk about women's rights. I mean, this is a big deal right now. Oh, well, the women's right to choose, the women's right to kill a baby. But folks, where are the voices about these women that are being raped repeatedly in these countries and these talk about, you know,
enslaved. This is modern day slavery.
Let me even put a perspective to it. You know, currently, as I speak to you, we know that we have eyewitnesses who have come out and said, Leah has 2 children in captivity. This child was 14 years old when she was taken. And just like you described, just to give a clear picture of exactly what happened, she now has 2 children in captivity. Today, there is a girl that has been rescued. You know, Chibok girls were taken 8 years ago. So today, as I speak to you, one girl was rescued. She came out and she has a baby in her hand. Google it and you will see. One of the 12 girls rescued, a Christian girl. And all the 276 girls that were taken 8 years ago by these terrorists, these are just the ones that have brought the situation to the public, right, for people to see. But apart from that, we have thousands of these girls, villages on a daily basis. As I speak to Didi, you remember, just last week, Al-Hiris village in Kaduna, southern Kaduna, again has been bombed. People have been killed, and there are reports of helicopters dropping things by these terrorists, you know, and the same women and girls taken enslaved, just like you described it. So this is.
But they call this, they say, you know, the international community and the media want to say that this is climate change and that there are tensions between Christian farmers and Muslim herdsmen. That is not the case. Categorically, that is not the case. What is happening is religious violence that is forcing Christians off their traditional lands and out of their villages. They are literally taking them over. And in Nigeria, this activity is supported top-down, bottom-up by the government of Nigeria. The Fulani herdsmen who are attacking in the middle belt of Nigeria, this is the same tribe that the president, President Muhammadu Buhari, belongs to. And throughout the entire structure, the security state, the administration, the courts are filled with Fulani Muslims and mostly nobody else. So this is a takeover.
Not to even cut you short, they can argue and say it is not religious or whatever, but go and look at the statistics of the communities that are being attacked. These are all Christian communities, and the attacks are systematic. Since 2009, they have systematically been displacing Christian communities in our hundreds. The Yobe, Benue, Taraba, Plateau, Kaduna.
Over 70,000 have been killed. 3 million farmers forced from their lands. They are not given any support by the government of Nigeria. It is a horrendous situation. When it devolves, the whole world will suffer because of it.
In 2002, I was in the church of Charles Sunkonmi Obasessin in Nigeria ministering when I was introduced to Mobutetem Akpapayo, AKPABIO. And we went into the pastor's chamber, and they were in tears because they were, at the time, their families lived in northern Nigeria in 2002. And they had just received a message that their village was coming under attack. And we prayed.
You know, these villages, as you speak, Greg, up till now, virtually every day, villages are under attack. My own village in Adamawa State, just 3 days ago, it's under attack. The governor of Adamawa State, Google it, you will see, he went to my village because the village were under attack. They give the different narrations of, oh, it's just an ethnic tribal, you know, clashes, skirmishes. Why kill people we've lived together for years? There's still a religious undertone under it.
Yeah.
And so even about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, you know, about Deborah, who was stoned for in her own school. It's like a university where the educated students who, you know, took stones and stoned their Christian colleague to death and burnt her down.
So we're going to run out of time. I want to give you a point of action. Number one, I need you to go. What is the best website for them to go to?
For stories, okay.
Is the best website for them to go to the leah-foundation.org?
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God,
hang on 1 second.
I do not want him to ask me.
Hang on 1 second. Hang on 1 second. All right, I went off the radio side for a second, but we are still recording, and we are still broadcasting across. We've probably got about 50 or 60,000 people minimum watching us right now. Yeah.
Leah-foundation.org.
Okay.
Leah-foundation.org.
Okay.
Is where you'll find Dr. Gloria Poldeau and the Leah Foundation. And SaveThePersecutedChristians.org is where we have a good webinar that we filmed with Leah's mom just within the last month and a half. So please go there and watch that webinar as well and share it to all your networks, friends and family. Please share Leah's story.
Yeah, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org.
Documentations also, if they check icon, maybe you give that. They will also get all those statistics on a daily basis.
Where's that at, Glory? I'm sorry.
Icon.help, I think.
Iconhelp.org. Yes. And that's the International Committee on Nigeria. They have been incredibly instrumental in helping Gloria and Leah's mom, Rebecca, find a voice in the international community.
All right.
We're so grateful.
So those of you that are with us and are watching right now, you can see all of these incredibly precious and beautiful faces of these children. The International Committee on Nigeria, iconhelp.org, iconhelp.org. The other website we want you to know, here it is, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. And you can find links to a lot of this other media from there. There's a great video, the Pentecostal Prayer for Persecuted Christians, by the way, is on, and you can watch that as well. Encourage you to pray along with that. And then finally, of course, Leah-foundation.org, and you can see that up on your screen. What kinds of captivity are girls in today? Apart from being in physical captivity, like Leah and others, many girls are held in emotional, sexual, and religious captivity in Nigeria and around the world. Some girls are afraid to go to school because of the threat of an attack. Some women are left vulnerable after their husbands have been killed in an attack, and we deal with that in India. I know it is a huge issue there in Nigeria. Widows with children whose husbands have been murdered for their faith. Gloria, thank you. Dee Dee, thank you so very much for being with me today. Ladies, I just can't tell you how much I appreciate you being here and sharing this story. Folks, make the call now. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That's the Capitol switchboard. Ask for your senator. If you don't know who that is, just tell them the state you're in. They'll send you to their office and tell them, we need you to stand up for Leah and for the girls that are being persecuted and Christians that are being persecuted in Nigeria. And we will appreciate it if you'll do it. God bless you all. And we just pray, Father, Lord, be with these villages. Set angels around about them even right now. Lord, we know that your word tells us how the Spirit of the Lord went into the camp of the enemy and caused the enemy to turn on themselves and create confusion. God, we ask your Spirit to go into the camp of the enemy and create such confusion that they would turn on themselves. We ask, Father God, for healing for the injured. We ask, God, for freedom and liberty and restoration and recovery for these precious girls and for these babies as well, that they all would be removed from this evil. Protect Gloria. Continue to give her a platform to speak from. Courage, refreshing, spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Thank you for my dear sister, Dee Dee. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you use her for all that she does for your kingdom. Bless her. I pray healing over her. I pray, Father God, Lord, for blessing on her family and protection around them as well against every fiery dart of the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Folks, God
Thank
bless you
so
all.
Thank you so much, Greg.
And we are, there we are signing off.